Test 1 exam practice. Listening part 1. You'll hear 3 different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer, A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear 2 people on the radio discussing an item in the news. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So now we're going over to Joanna, who's there, where it's all been happening. Joanna, how are the police and other services coping?
Well, things are difficult. Many people are still trapped in their homes, unable to escape and hoping that things will not get any worse. The fire service has been able to rescue some people from the roofs of their homes, but a couple of key roads are impassable because of the River Teal breaking its banks. There's still considerable uncertainty as to the numbers of people affected.
A number of listeners have contacted us about how to provide financial or other help. What can you tell us about that, Joanna?
Not much at the moment, I'm afraid, but I've been assured that something will be in place by the end of the day. I've been asked to emphasise, however, that although things are dramatic now, the ground should soon dry out if Met Office predictions of hot weather are accurate.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So now we're going over to Joanna, who's there, where it's all been happening. Joanna, how are the police and other services coping?
Well, things are difficult. Many people are still trapped in their homes, unable to escape and hoping that things will not get any worse. The fire service has been able to rescue some people from the roofs of their homes, but a couple of key roads are impassable because of the River Teal breaking its banks. There's still considerable uncertainty as to the numbers of people affected.
A number of listeners have contacted us about how to provide financial or other help. What can you tell us about that, Joanna?
Not much at the moment, I'm afraid, but I've been assured that something will be in place by the end of the day. I've been asked to emphasise, however, that although things are dramatic now, the ground should soon dry out if Met Office predictions of hot weather are accurate.
Extract 2. You hear 2 people discussing a meeting they attended. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Well, that was something of a change from the usual boredom of a Friday afternoon meeting, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I was dumbfounded when Pete announced his resignation. He'll be a great loss to the company.
That's right. I knew he was planning to leave, but he'd asked me to keep it under my hat till he made a public announcement. He said I was the only person he'd spoken to. I'm gonna miss him loads. He's got such a great sense of humor. And he's really good at his job, too.
I couldn't agree more. He always really brightens the place up. What on earth will we do now to keep ourselves going?
I'm sure you'll think of something. I'll be relying on you.
Oh, well, it'll be a challenge.
Yes, but don't stress out. I couldn't cope if you decided to leave, too.
I don't think there's much hope of that. Much as I'd like to do something a bit more exciting at times, at least life here is not too demanding.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Well, that was something of a change from the usual boredom of a Friday afternoon meeting, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I was dumbfounded when Pete announced his resignation. He'll be a great loss to the company.
That's right. I knew he was planning to leave, but he'd asked me to keep it under my hat till he made a public announcement. He said I was the only person he'd spoken to. I'm gonna miss him loads. He's got such a great sense of humor, And he's really good at his job, too.
I couldn't agree more. He always really brightens the place up. What on earth will we do now to keep ourselves going?
I'm sure you'll think of something. I'll be relying on you.
Oh, well, it'll be a challenge.
Yes, but don't stress out. I couldn't cope if you decided to leave, too.
I don't think there's much hope of that. Much as I'd like to do something a bit more exciting at times, at least life here is not too demanding.
Extract 3. You hear an actress called Marina Kaye talking to a photographer. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
It's Marina Kaye, isn't it? What a pleasure to see you. Our paths crossed in Hollywood once, but I don't suppose you remember that. You're here for the premiere of Love in Hawaii, I presume? You're looking beautiful, as always.
Thank you, you flatter me. But I don't
I'm sorry,
really...
but would you mind if I just quickly took your picture? Nothing formal, but just you as you are now, walking across the hotel foyer. You'd look stunning against the backdrop of the marble pillars here. We can have this vase of lilies in the foreground.
I'm actually in rather a hurry. I've got to be somewhere in half an hour, and I'm already behind time.
Oh, it won't take a moment, I promise. I've got all my equipment here, and I can set it up in a flash, if you'll pardon the expression.
No, look, my driver's beckoning to me. Call my agent if you want to arrange something for later. I'll give you his card. You can talk terms with him.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
It's Marina Kaye, isn't it? What a pleasure to see you. Our paths crossed in Hollywood once, but I don't suppose you remember that. You're here for the premiere of Love in Hawaii, I presume? You're looking beautiful, as always.
Thank you, you flatter me. But I don't
I'm sorry,
really...
but would you mind if I just quickly took your picture? Nothing formal, but... Just you as you are now, walking across the hotel foyer. You'd look stunning against the backdrop of the marble pillars here. We can have this vase of lilies in the foreground.
I'm actually in rather a hurry. I've got to be somewhere in half an hour, and I'm already behind time.
Oh, it won't take a moment, I promise. I've got all my equipment here, and I can set it up in a flash, if you'll pardon the expression.
No, look, my driver's beckoning to me. Call my agent if you want to arrange something for later. I'll give you his card. You can talk terms with him.